Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, was sagt das Yavam, ist Perik Tes Vav, Mishnah Vav. Isha Shehalchi Yubayla Medina Sayam, a woman, she and her husband went to a faraway place, literally the other side of the ocean. Iba, then she comes, Vamra, and she says, Mes Bali, my husband died, Tinase, it's mut of her to get married. She can marry someone else. Vetitel Ksubasa, and she can take her Ksuba from her first husband, like we learned earlier in Mishnah Gimel. But, Vitsarasa Sura, there's another woman in this marriage, there's a co-wife over here. So she says, well, we have the same husband. So that should mean I should also be able to get married. And the answer is no, you can't. You can't get married on the basis of a testimony from your tzara. And Mimela, she's also not Zaychat to her Ksuba. Okay, can we stop a moment? I don't understand something. Why isn't a tzara believed, a co-wife believed, when she says the husband died? Because we're scared she's doing this bedavka to get her into trouble. Two wives in the same marriage generally don't have the best relationship. So it could be she's saying, I'm going to say the husband died. She's going to get married. Then the first husband's going to come and wow, will there be tzaras for her? But wait a second. But she herself is getting married based on her testimony. So whatever tzaras her tzara is going to have, whatever tzaras the other wife in this marriage is going to have, she herself is going to have. You're also getting married here. If the first husband comes, you're also in trouble. So the Gemara says a fascinating thing. When it comes to hatred, there's no rhyme or reason or logic. Thomas Nafshi and Pelishtim, right? Shimshon killed himself. He was Meiser Nefesh himself to die as he attacked the Pelishtim. But sometimes in a machlaikis, you're not Shimshon, you're not a hero, but a person will destroy themselves in order to get even with someone else. Because machloikis is illogical. The Chafetz Chaim writes that he once tried to stop a machloikis, and both sides were having terrible tzaras. And one man told the Chafetz Chaim he doesn't care if he buries all of his children, he's not stopping. And that's what happens when a person slips into the terrible quicksand of hatred. You not only destroy someone else, you destroy yourself. But Lamaisa, we can't trust her tzara, even if she herself, who's testifying that her husband died, is getting married. Zokta Mishnah Weiter, Hoysa, let's say, the tzara, that wasn't the one who said the Eidus. Let's say she was a Bas Yisrael, the daughter of Yisrael that was married Lakayan to a Kayan. So Teichel B'Truma, she could continue eating Truma. As far as this tzara is concerned, we don't accept the testimony of the other wife, and therefore she's still married. Well, if she's still married to a Kayan, she can continue to eat Truma. As far as she's concerned, the Chazak is her husband is alive. Divi Reb Tarfon is the Alter Reb Tarfon. So Reb Tarfon says, it's not fair. She should suffer on both ends. She can't get married because her husband is still alive. We don't believe the testimony of her tzara. Okay, so if her husband's still alive, she can eat Truma. Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva says, look, it's not that we're trying to hurt her on both sides of the coin. It's just that we're trying to save her from being over in Aveira. In Ein Zu Derech Moitziata, this is not the way to take her out Midei Aveira. And basically what we're going to say to her is, listen, we're very sorry. We don't want you to be Nichshol in Aveira. So on the one hand, you can't get married because maybe your husband is alive. But on the other hand, you can't eat Truma because maybe your husband is not alive. Your tzara says that he died, and she's stuck at getting married. So again, Zokt Rabbi Akiva, Ein Zu Derech Metziata Midei Aveira Ad Until Shetei Asur Leinase. On the one hand, I have to assume maybe the husband is alive and she cannot get married. And on the other hand, maybe the husband Taka died, and therefore Vasura Melechol B'Truma, she can't eat Truma anymore. Okay, so we learned in our Mishnah, Mishnah Vav, a woman that went together with her husband, Lamedina Sayam, she comes and says her husband died. She can get married, she takes her ksuba, but her tzara, the other wife in the marriage, cannot get married because we can't trust the tzara. One tzara can't testify for another. However, this tzara, this other wife, if she was a Bas Yisrael Lakayin, she can continue eating truma because, look, she's not accepting the testimony that her husband died, so why can't she eat truma? Her husband Lakayin is still alive. It's the Alter Reb Tarfon. Rabbi Akiva says no. Rabbi Akiva says, look, we're not sure. It could be that the other wife is saying the truth. We're just not sure. So to prevent her from being over an aveira, we have to say you can't get married because maybe your husband is alive. On the other hand, you can't eat truma because maybe he's not. The Matruna tells us that the halacha is like Rabbi Tarfon. If we're not accepting the fact that her husband died as far as the tzara is concerned, then she can continue to eat truma. Basically, according to Rabbi Akiva, when we say the tzara is not believed, we say, look, there's a possibility that she's lying. According to Rabbi Tarfon, we're assuming that she is lying. That's the reason Rabbi Tarfon has no problem to allow her to continue eating truma.